Hello, everybody. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. And we are always featuring the success of entrepreneurship and the stories. Another one down for the count. Chris Gerald's home with the flu today. Breaks his streak. He got mad at me this morning when we sent him home. His Iron Man streak. And sitting in his chair is recovered from the flu, Alex Cooper. Thank you, Alex, for knowing how to use all the equipment, because we know the host does not know how to run the equipment. Our next guest, Jeff Baer of Linked Drive, Inc., correct?
Yes.
What's Linked Drive?
At Linked Drive, we help truck drivers and trucking companies manage productivity, safety, and fuel economy through improved human performance, really.
So it's a software?
Yeah, it's software as a service. There's
so
a real-time element to it.
Distribution companies would use it, trucking companies, moving companies?
Yeah, and any of those trucks you see rolling down the highway with freight, you know, would be a good candidate, because they're probably their number one expense is the driver pay, and the number two expense is fuel, and we operate right at the forefront of both of those.
Wow. This is a big deal. When all my distribution clients, we sit around in their offices, and they're talking about efficiency of the move. They're talking about gas prices, how many, cost per load. This is all stuff that you're involved with?
Yeah. We're specifically focused, again, on the productivity element of it, the safety element, and the fuel economy of it, which the productivity side, adds up to dollars per mile in revenue, typically, for most of our customers. And the other two, we help them control their cost per mile. And it's really a game of inches, working for 3% to 5% margins and being able to turn those knobs and squeeze the last little bit of water out of each of those rocks is really important.
And how do you do that? How does the software do it? Can I ask you sort of like what's going on in the kitchen that makes this happen?
Sure. The primary thing we do is we get in front of the truck drivers in real time with an application called Pedal Coach. This is our first product that we brought to market. And what Pedal Coach is able to do with today's smartphones and tablets and really lightweight Bluetooth hardware, we're able to connect to the engine, the heart of the truck, and take that data, run some pretty cool math on it in real time to get in front of the driver with a realistic target. The goal of the Pedal Coach algorithms are really to take everything that's out of the driver's control out of the picture and help them focus on doing the best they can with what they have to work with. So the way we communicate that to the driver is simply a red, yellow, green light. And through Pedal Coach, we say, keep it in the green. When drivers do that, they're doing the best they can with what they have to work with. One day for an 18-wheeler heading west of Chicago, 7 miles a gallon might be really, really a good number. Another day it might not be. Our software is able to discern what a good number would be and set that target and communicate positive feedback to the driver. There's a lot of tension, labor management issues in this industry, and we create an opportunity for positive feedback around gamification of their jobs. As we move into the organization, what we've found is most of these trucking companies have a level of management where somebody who's probably not driven a truck is responsible for 50 to 100 people that are driving trucks, and we're actually now gamifying that level as well and helping those people maximize each of their 50 to 100 drivers and be accountable really to the goals of the organization.
Well, it's very interesting, and I don't want to get sued for typecasting you. I was a Teamster. I worked on trucks, but you look like a trucker. I don't. What's your background?
I come from Western Pennsylvania, and my uncle has a small trucking company, flatbeds.
See that?
My father's a logger, and right. So when I was 8 or 9 years old, I actually built a truck with my dad. At his best friend's machine shop.
A full-size truck.
Yeah.
Tonka toy that I had in my basement.
We took a 1960s truck and took the guts out of it and put it in a brand new 1988 or 89 Freightliner chassis.
Yeah.
And, that's where I first got into it. A couple years later, my dad was audited for fuel taxes because Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, there's a lot of miles across those three states. And he didn't have a very sophisticated operation, so I used a very early spreadsheet, and I think one of the first CD-ROM road atlases that could calculate mileages, and got them out of that audit. And I've been doing this type of thing for a long time.
So you're telling me your education was street smarts. You just had a natural engineering inclination. Is that how you sort of learned it?
Well, nobody in my family really had gone to college, or my dad went for a bit and then dropped out. And it was, German farmers, loggers, and, pretty hardworking people, pretty smart practically, right? But My dad used to work my brothers and I pretty hard and say, you know, I don't want to hear any, you know, griping about how hard college is. And, you know, for us, there was no option but to go to college. And, of course, based on my history working on the farm and things,
you were a natural
engineering was, you know, where I wanted to be.
Well, you're a natural engineer. You were an engineer before you got the degree. That's what I'm trying to say.
Sure. And my dad doesn't have an engineering degree, and he's probably the smartest engineer I know.
Well, he's had his hands in the ointment from the beginning, correct?
Yeah.
You work with your dad?
Yeah, as much as I can. Now, he's still in Pennsylvania, and I'm up here now in this software space, but he's been an early tester of Pedal Coach and other things, and really voice of common sense and a cheerleader, too.
Do you have partners in the business?
I do, yeah.
Family?
Yes, no? This is a family business.
That's what I would have thought. Interesting. How many family members in the business, you don't mind me asking?
Well, it's really, directly employed, just me. But from the investment side, we have three or four people involved.
Oh, so it's friends and family investments in the business. How long have you been in business?
About 5 years.
So what are the biggest obstacles, you think, for growth for you or success? Because growth isn't necessarily success.
Well, we've picked an industry where the problems, or therefore the opportunities for enterprise software, are huge. But they tend to be on a different technology adoption sort of curve. A lot of the embedded hardware and software systems that you might see in a truck, even here in 2018 going down the Mass Pike, you know, might date back 15 to 20 years at some of its core capabilities and core chips and processors and things. And so we're doing really cool, cutting-edge new stuff in an industry that, in a way, is still living in a decade or more behind from a technology perspective. So we've been...
Well, it's not rocket science.
No,
right,
no.
The people in the industry, right.
That's right, that's
right. And they're working on a small margin usually, these businesses.
That's right, they are. And they don't have time for a lot of vendors either, and that's the second layer sort of challenge for us. You know, they want to buy from somebody they know and trust, but it's really expensive for us to go and see them all with a sales team. And so how do we find those channels that are already... you know, selling into that market, that's a big challenge for
and
us.
You're doing your own selling directly?
Yeah, so far we are.
So you're not using any automotive resellers?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. A big thing that we have to get done this year is some of those technologies I talked about just a minute ago that are pretty dated are now being updated, and they're coming up to the Android level. And entire fleets are now adopting Android tablets. So there are some leaders in that space that do a lot of the stuff that we don't do on the compliance side and communication side, maintenance side, that we would really very much like to get into those channels and own the driver performance category.
Do you have, you said owning, so I'll say, do you have any protected technology?
Pedal Coach is patented, and we've got several more pending. And
that's good.
And it's pretty broad. I mean, it's really the ability to take data in real time off an engine and use it to coach a driver in real time,
right.
And even pay a bonus based on that. So
interesting. So are you a subscription-based purchase, or is it just an outright purchase?
It's a subscription-based purchase.
So it's easy for somebody who has a small fleet or a large fleet to sort of get started with you?
Absolutely.
It's a monthly charge. So if I had, let's say, 5 to 10 trucks...
Sure.
It's not hard to get into the technology?
No. If you already have Android devices, you know, you're talking in the tens of dollars a month for the service.
Wow.
Per truck.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, typically our customers are saving with Pedal Coach, even as inexpensive as fuel has become over the course of time, all that's creeping up. Most of our customers are saving around $200 a month in fuel.
So it's paying for itself?
Absolutely, absolutely. And
market it that way?
We do. It's an instant payback.
So let's say I had 5 to 10 trucks. What would you say? It pays itself back within how much time?
Within a week or two.
Within a week or two, it's paying for itself.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I have to check out your market.
Unless your wheels aren't spinning.
And if your wheels aren't spinning, you're out of business.
Exactly.
Right. Wow, that's really exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great. What's even better, I think, is that we own the rights to use the data for follow-on applications. And so we've got an Amazon Web Services in the cloud, an enormous set of data over the last 5 years all over North America. In a way, it represents a handicap of every highway in North America to enable all sorts of not just human performance improvement, but really a machine learning models associated with the autonomous vehicles. And that's where I see us, you know, 10 years out. There's nobody really but us that I've been able to find that's really focused on understanding what the gold standard is of human behavior with respect to operating a commercial vehicle. And most of the OEMs in the automotive space are focused on making sure the vehicle never hits anything with a heartbeat first. And that's like 80% of the investment. And the number one complaint that I've read about on the Google Waymo self-driving car is nausea, because people are getting tossed. It's not running into anything, which is great. But when it's time to go, the car lurches forward. I mean, I don't care if you have an S500 Mercedes or a Scion. If you have the cruise set at 70 miles an hour and you have to fall off to 55 because of traffic and you hit resume, you're going to get a downshift. And that car is going to get you back to 70, right? Now, Daimler and Toyota don't need us to tell them to smooth that out a little bit necessarily. On the other hand, you know, the examples in commercial vehicles are much bigger, and those sort of things that might be intuitive to a passenger car might not cover the same conditions in a commercial vehicle.
Hey, and Jeff, you've got a handle on this, I can tell. You know,
can get excited.
But you're on a roll. That's good. I mean, you know, you obviously have a safe passion. Tell us, if somebody wants to find you at Link Drive, how would they do that?
Jeff@linkdrive.com is my email.
And will you come back again?
Absolutely.
Great. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I think we're going to be linked into Link Drive at Radio Entrepreneurs. Jeff Baer, he's the real deal. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.